Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word. Also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android to download our mobile app just for you. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor Kimo Dr. James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Church here
Pastor
in the studio.
Kimo is in the house. Freedom Friday. Let's get ready.
Well, we got some other voices. We got Pastor Bird in here also. And Pastor Villa Musa.
All right.
First lady tomorrow. And I can't forget, how could I ever introduce my favorite co-host, my only co-host, my favorite bride, my only bride, my favorite wingless angel.
Bride.
My favorite bride.
That sounds like a Pastor Kimo?
Trouble.
Pastor Kimo.
There goes the message out the door. Lady Lynn.
I can't even do the camel.
Hey, I found a way to quiet the camel. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Come on, camel. Coming back strong. Coming back strong. That's a mad camel.
Help him, Lord. Can I go?
You can go now.
Good evening, listeners.
All right.
Since the Lord's peace be young all understanding to all men and women incarcerated, we ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC. Halava, shout out. Lamarca, OCCC, Wa'ava, OCCC in the 1700 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. God bless you, brothers. We also pray for other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center,
Amen.
La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in. Lady Lynn!
Mahalo, Pastor Kimo. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out and free inside. Thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening. Thank you, lady, for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Pastor Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio or garage, just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves. And grateful for Salem Media Hawaii. Bula?
Hey, we also want to give a shout out to, I always say his name wrong. How do I say his name, Lynn? Javier. Mr. Sita out in Florence. Also, our brothers in the Faith Pod and at Saguaro. And back home, we can't forget Leon down at OCCC also.
Amen.
FDC, we got Katrina. Thank you so much for your letter.
Hallelujah.
And Selena, Kanlesha, Katie, Rhonda, Rochelle, Antoinette, June, Coraline. Did we forget anybody in that facility? Also, Brother James up in Halava, along with Stairway Ministries. Hey, guys, heads up. We're going to be there tomorrow night. We're coming up there with a big surprise.
Amen.
So make sure you come to chapel tomorrow night with Fishers of Men and a special guest to be announced later.
Oh,
but, you know, it's always, let's see, what is today?
Today is Freedom Friday.
So, yeah.
Oh, my. He's mighty.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Lord, you're mighty.
Well, that sets the tone right there.
Lord, you're mighty.
Well, it's Friday. It's the Upper Room, and we're so blessed to have you tonight, Pastor Kimo, in the house.
Yes, Pastor Kimo. I'm so honored to be here once again with all these beautiful preachers of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
At least truth through the airways.
Well, we're going to have Travis Green, and he's got intentional. This is from Pastor Kimo to everyone out there tonight.
Yes. He's an intentional God.
Yes.
My God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
working for my good. Yeah, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, 'cause he's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
He's intentional. Hey, and he's never failing. All things are working for my good.
He's intentional.
He's never failing. All things are working.
Hey, I know
that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah.
Hey.
For me. Yeah, it's working for me, yeah. And I believe it's working for me. I guess
my mind,
and I don't have to worry.
Via is working for you.
Yes.
Bird is working for you.
Yes.
Bula is working for you.
Yes, sir.
Sing that out and say that.
Lynette is working for you. Tamara is working for you.
Hallelujah.
Gigi is working for you.
Yes, for
sure. Hey,
yes,
sir.
La
bo kiss in
it.
Hey,
my faith is rising now. It's working for
me. Yes, sir.
And although I can't see how,
I can't see how.
Hey.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's intentional.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all know the deal. It's Freedom Friday.
Yes.
You may not be getting paid,
my God,
but you can praise. Come on,
let's
take
hallelujah.
God praise.
Yes, Father God.
Come on,
yes,
wherever you at, give God a praise. They used to say it's Friday, I just got paid. But even if you didn't get paid money, hallelujah, you can give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And you know why we can praise Him, preachers? Because we serve an intentional God. Hallelujah. We're so grateful. And I want to share this word that God has laid on my heart for this Freedom Friday. Because I want you to know God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes, sir.
Nor the son of man that he should repent.
Mm. Right.
God has said it, shall he not do it?
Come on.
If God has spoken it, surely it shall come to pass.
Right.
In the book of Hebrews chapter 6, preachers, is where we want to travel. And I just want to read one verse. And that's verse 13.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I'm reading from the King James Version. Pastor Villa, it says, for when God made promise. See, that's good news right there, because God is still making promises.
That's right.
And I came by to tell you he's the ultimate promise keeper.
Hallelujah.
So Pastor Bird, it said, for when God, not man, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself.
Mm.
Come on.
That text in and of itself is so profound.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Now, when you we see TV, we may not never been in a courtroom, but Pastor Bird, I know y'all can help me with this.
Yes, sir.
When you go in a courtroom, they get a Bible.
Yes, sir.
And they said, do you promise or do you swear?
Do you swear?
To tell the truth.
The truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
But
then they close like
this.
Right. So help me God.
Yes, sir.
Because what they are saying is, a higher power has to be the one.
Come on.
That's so right. When God made promise, right, he didn't have nobody else greater
That's
than
right.
him.
That's right.
So
That's
when right. God made this promise to Abraham, he stepped out in the chambers of heaven and he said, I swear to God, and he was Come looking on. In the mirror.
All right.
Somebody ought to catch that.
All right.
Because That's God right. is still making promises.
Still.
Saints, I want you to hear this on this Freedom Friday. Because Pastor Bird said it earlier, it's false prophets.
That's right.
It's all kind of foolishness
Going
people
on.
Are talking about. And My the God. Whole trick of the enemy is My make God. People think God Division. Is a liar.
Hallelujah.
But I came by to tell you no Come matter on, what preacher. It looks like. That's why God had me play that song Intentional. Because just because you're going through something, that don't mean God is dead.
That's
because
right.
he's a God that sits on, high preacher. And he looks low.
Look
he's the God that rose. And Pastor Bula, we got something so profound on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Because God was speaking to me and he asked me, how did Abraham Lincoln die?
That's right.
And I said, they came in the theater and shot him.
That's right.
Then he asked me, how did Kennedy die?
That's right.
And I said, he was in a convertible and they
shot
him.
Shot him, yeah.
And then he asked me how Martin Luther King died.
That's right.
I said, he was shot on a balcony. And
That's
then
right.
God asked me a profound question. Somebody need to hear it. He said, how did you know
how
that?
How do you know that?
And I said, I wasn't there. I just heard about it.
I just heard about it.
So we believe history.
That's right.
Why we can't believe his story?
Come on.
Because out of them, they
come
still
on,
said
on.
Jesus died.
Come on,
and
come
coming
on.
Out of the resurrection,
That's
I came
right.
by
come
to
on,
tell
preacher.
You, God is not a man, he should lie.
That's right.
And I never was there when Abraham
never.
Lincoln got
That's
shot,
right.
but I believe it. I heard enough people say how he
That's
got
right.
killed. But
That's
I came
right.
by to tell you, Jesus Christ died over 2,000 years ago on an old rugged cross.
Yes,
but
Lord.
He rose on the third day with all power in his hand.
Thank you, Lord.
I came by to tell you, be encouraged.
Come on.
I don't
That's
care about the lie of the enemy. I don't
right.
care what they saying on Google. I don't care what they saying on CNN. Jesus still has the power.
Right.
He's not
Come
a man
on.
That
Hallelujah.
He should lie. And he's still making promises.
Still.
Now
yes,
the
sir,
Bible
yes,
said That's Jesus right. made promise to Abraham.
That's right.
So that means when he spoke a promise, that's prophecy.
Right. That's right.
Stay with me.
Right.
Between prophecy and promise is people, problems, pressure, and pain.
Hope.
Let me say that again.
My
the
God.
Reason a lot of us don't get to our promise because we let people, problems, pressure, and pain stop us.
Come on.
When
right.
God speak a word to you, before you get to the promise, you're going to have to go through people,
Come on.
Problems, pressure, and pain.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm talking to somebody right now because you know you got a word from the Lord. But preachers, I don't care what it look like.
Come on.
If
That's
God
right.
has given you a promise,
That's
you
right.
keep cracking the whip and speaking
Hallelujah.
With authority.
That's right.
If God has spoken a word in your church, you keep cracking the whip and speaking with authority.
Keep.
My brothers that's incarcerated, if you got a word from God, no matter what it looks like,
Preach.
It doesn't matter what the wardens say.
Come
it doesn't
on.
Matter
that's
what
right.
the ACOs say. It doesn't matter what the lawyers say. If you got a
Come
word
on.
From God, you're going to get to your promise.
Right.
Because God gave Moses a word. I wish I had
Hallelujah.
Some help.
Hallelujah.
If God
Hallelujah.
Told Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people
that's
go.
That's
that
right.
was a promise.
That's a promise.
But then he had a promised land for them. The reason they never made it to the promised land, they let people, problems, pressure and pain
hey.
Stop. I came by to tell you today, if you got a promise, you ought to hold on to it like a sleeping baby rocking in your hand. Because God is not a man that he should lie.
Nah.
When he said he was going to rise,
Never.
By the
Ain't
way,
on.
He said, no man take my life.
Nah.
I don't know why we talk about anything else.
God.
I came by to talk about Jesus Christ.
Nah.
He said, no
Woo.
Man take my
no
life,
man.
But
no.
I lay it down.
Yes, lay it down.
But then he got up on the third day.
Yes,
because when God made a promise, by the way, he's talking to a man that's 100 years old.
Oh.
And his wife was out of the business. But God said, I'm going to give you some children. Y'all excuse me for
here
a minute.
Go,
it might just somebody saw children. I don't know what that means. But God said, I'm going to give you a bunch of children. And Abraham was looking like, how is this going to be? So look at the rest of the text, preachers.
Hallelujah.
He says in verse 14, saying, surely, blessings I will bless thee. Oh, I love that.
Come on.
And multiplying, I will multiply thee.
All right.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Preachers, y'all help me. Understand basic math. You have four equations that we know real good.
That's right.
That's adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing.
Yes, sir.
Right. Right.
Well, I noticed something in this text.
Mm.
He said multiply. That's the greatest equation you can use for increase.
Yes, sir.
My God.
He didn't
right.
say he was going to subtract.
That's right.
He didn't say he was going to divide.
That's
he
right.
didn't even say he was going to add.
That's right.
He came and told Abraham, I'm going to multiply.
Multiply.
I feel God. Somebody shout, I need a multiplication blessing. See, you don't need just adding. You need a multiplication blessing. And he said, I'm going to multiply thee. Now look at verse 15. And so after he had patiently endured. Then I tell y'all that when God speaks a word to you, that's prophecy.
That's us.
And when he speaks the word to you, he's saying, I'm going to give you the promise.
Yes, sir.
Well, when I told y'all people, problems, pressure, and pain, what you got to do, you got to let the other P kick in. When God gives you a prophecy, before you get to the promise, you got to have patience. You got to let patience have a perfect work. Yes. So he says, watch this. And so after he had patiently endured, he attained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater. What I said in the courtroom. The men have to swear by the greater.
That's
but
right.
God had to swear by himself. An oath of confirmation is to them of end of strife. Wherein, here it is, verse 17. Willing more abundantly, God to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel.
That's right.
In essence, God can't change.
That's
y'all hear me?
That's right. Here you go,
and then he says in verse 18, Pastor Villa, he says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Preachers, did you hear what the word said? Folks that tuning in, did you just hear what the word said?
That's right,
it is impossible for God to lie.
All right, hallelujah.
It doesn't matter. The Bible says Satan is the father of all lies. And I want to talk to somebody that's got a promise. And you may be going through a little something right now,
hallelujah.
And it looks like there's no way out. But I came by to tell you, hang on to the word God has given you. Because God is not a man that he should lie. God is not lying to you. The enemy is lying to you.
That's right.
And you got to tell that devil you are a liar.
Yes.
God is going to multiply my blessing. God is going to overflow me. Somebody shout overflow.
Overflow.
Because it doesn't matter. Abraham, listen, he said, in my own body, I can't produce anything.
That's
but how many people know God is a supernatural God?
Yes.
Right.
Now, we just had on the 1st of April.
Yes,
a lot of people call it April Fool's Day. But I came by to tell you the only person was fool was the devil. Because the Bible said if he would have knew what he was doing, they wouldn't have never crucified
Jesus. That's right.
And now because... Satan got fooled. Jesus rose. And when Jesus rose, listen to me.
Yes,
he was walking with two disciples on the road to Emmaus,
preacher. Yes, sir.
And they were sad. Oh, I came by to tell preachers, help me. It's no reason for us to be sad.
Come on,
we serve a resurrected Savior. God is not dead. Somebody shout, God is not
dead. God is not dead.
And two disciples were walking. And he said, what's wrong with y'all? And their countenance was sad. I like to say they was looking like bulldogs baptizing lemon juice. But Jesus was trying to show them, I didn't lie to you. They said, you don't know what's going on. And by the way, it's been 3 days. Pastor Villa, and that's what they were saying. We thought he was going to raise from the dead. And he said, you old faithful fool. He called them fools. And he said, don't you know who you walking with? Don't you know who you talking with? And I love this part because he said he opened up the book to them. And he said, and beginning at Moses. You know why he started with Moses? Because Moses was the first one wrote the five books
that's
of the Bible.
Right.
In essence, Jesus was saying in the book of Genesis, I was there. Huh?
Yeah.
Because in the book of Genesis, he was the seed of the serpent that broke the serpent's head. In the book of Exodus, he was the unleavened bread. Huh? He was the Passover lamb. He was the first fruits.
Yeah.
In the book of Leviticus, he is our high priest forever. In the book of Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In the book of Deuteronomy, he is our trusted prophet. In the book of Joshua, where he's the captain of the Lord's army, and he's the man with the plan. In the book of Judges, he is our judge and your deliverer. In the book of Ruth, he is our near kinsman deliverer, and he's your Boaz man. In the book of Samuel, he's our trusted prophet. In the book of Kings and Chronicles, he's our reigning king forever. I wish I had a believing church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said in the book of Kings and Chronicles, he's our trusted king forever. Hallelujah. Somebody talk back to me. In the book of Ezra, he's our faithful scribe.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of the broken nine walls. Somebody say I'm talking about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Esther, he's the great monarch. Hey, in the book of Job, he's the one that gives you double for your trouble. In the book of Psalms, he's our shepherd. That's why we shall not want. In the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, hallelujah, he's the one that gives us the seven pillars of wisdom. And he gives us knowledge and understanding of all pragmatics of life. In the book of Songs of Solomon, he's our lover and our bridegroom. I wish I had somebody that will believe Jesus. In the book of Isaiah, he's our Prince of Peace. In the book of Jeremiah, he's our righteous branch. In the book of Lamentations, he's the weeping prophet. In the book of Daniel, he's the one that got in the fiery furnace. Come on, the fourth man.
Come on.
In the book of Ezekiel, he's the one with the four faces. Somebody ought to give God a real praise. I came by to tell you, he's not a man that he should lie. In the book of Hosea, he's the faithful husband, never forever married to the backslider. Hallelujah. In the book of Joel, hallelujah, he's the one that baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In the book of Amos, he's our burden bearer. In the book of Obadiah, he's the faithful one that saves. In the book of Jonah, he's the God of another chance, and another chance, and another chance. In the book of Micah, he's the messenger with the beautiful feet. In the book of Nahum, hallelujah, he's the avenger of God's elect. In the book of Habakkuk, he's the one that writes the vision and make it plain. In the book of Zephaniah, he's just God all by himself. In the book of Haggai, he's the God that said the gold is mine and the silver is mine. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I came by to tell you. He's in the book. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. He's faithful. He's faithful. In the book of Zechariah, he's the God that says, it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. And he closes out the Old Testament. He's the God of the tithes and the one that will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I'm tired of people talking about Jesus as just a New Testament God. He's in the book. All 66 books. And he's not a man that he should lie. If you trust God right now, take a 10 second praise break. God is going to trust you. God is going to trust you. You got to learn to trust God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Abraham was a hundred. Abraham said, how am I going to be able to have a child?
Hallelujah.
You promised me a child. Pastor V, I know God has made you some promises. My brother, hang on to those promises. Pastor V, I know God has made you some promises. Hang on to the promises.
Thank you, Jesus.
If God has made you a promise, his immutability. Listen to me. God can't lie.
God can't lie.
Stop letting folks
come on
make you think God is a liar.
No way.
Just today,
no way.
God told us something good is bound to happen to us.
My God.
And a member of my church hadn't had business for so long. God busted a move and gave him mind-blowing business.
My God.
Yes, sir.
You got to trust God no matter what it looks like.
No matter.
I'm talking to somebody. You need to hear this over the airways.
Come on.
That's right.
Don't play with God. He's not a liar. Mm. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You that are dealing with a bad report from the doctor.
That's right.
We listen to the Lord's report.
That's right.
He's in the book. Jesus Christ. He has all power. He rose with all power.
Yes.
I said Jesus Christ. He rose with all power.
Come on, preacher.
He's all the way in the book. If you would just trust him, these two immutable things.
Yes,
that's why we close in Romans 4. He says, and being fully persuaded.
Fully.
That what he has promised. There it is again.
Come on.
But watch this. He was also able to perform it. Preachers, I need y'all to hear this.
Come on.
And being fully persuaded
come on.
That what he, somebody say he.
He
had promised, somebody say he.
He
was able also to perform it.
Yes.
You know what I don't see in that text? Me.
That's right.
He don't say in being fully persuaded that what me has promised.
Okay.
No, when you get a promise from God,
my God,
you don't have to do anything. The problem is people get a promise from God and they try to perform it.
Uh-oh.
No, the text says being fully persuaded that what he has promised, was able also to perform.
Come on.
And so if God gave you a word,
Jesus.
Don't try to go and make an Ishmael when God got an Isaac for
come
you.
On.
You don't have to make it happen. God said, not only am I going to give you the word, and I'm going to do it, I'm going to be the one performing. The reason so many people are burnt out now, they're trying to do the performance.
Come on,
and God is not in the performance. man. Yeah. God wants to perform it for you. Yes. So I'm talking to somebody. I feel this now.
Come on, preach.
Yes, watch how God turned the report around.
Preach word, brother.
You may got a bad report, but God says by his stripes you're already healed. Yes, I'm talking to somebody. Watch what God do. Whose report will you believe? I came by to tell you on this Freedom Friday, God is not a man that he should lie. We got to get back to believing God. We got to get back to believing the book. This is a holy Bible. This is not a narrative. This is not a fairy tale. He's in the book, and we got to believe him. So Abraham, guess what happened? Abraham, when Ishmael was about 13 years old, Sarah got pregnant supernaturally. And somebody said, here comes Isaac. See what I came by to tell you. Just like Isaac was birthed, that thing that God has spoken to you, the Bible said his word is a seed. And you may not see it right now, but it's amazing to me that when a man that's married put a seed in his wife, you don't see the baby right away. But you ought to see something showing. Oh, somebody help me. You ought to see something showing. If God has really gave you a word, he's going to show you. He's going to show you that I'm going to bring it to birth. It may be 3 months. It may be 6 months. It may be 9 months. It may be 9 years. But God is going to continue to show you. You ought to get your water ready, because I feel somebody water about to break. Because if God give you a word, he cannot lie. And all you got to do is walk around and act like you expecting. Now, why you think when a woman get pregnant, we say she's expecting? Do I have anybody on the airways tonight that is expecting something from God? Preacher, shout, I'm expecting. I'm expecting greater in your ministries. I'm expecting greater in your members. Brothers incarcerated, I'm expecting greater. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie. You ought to walk around and tell somebody my water about to break. Preachers, tell somebody your water about to break. Come on, ain't no funny stuff here. Because when you pray native with the word of God, somebody said my water about to break. Hallelujah. My water about to break. Because I got some promises from God. Preachers, get ready to get me in the delivery room.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
As I pray, some of y'all got twins.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all got triplets.
Yes, sir.
You've been hanging on so long, a God promise. Some of y'all about to birth the greatest thing you ever could match.
Thank you, Lord.
If you would just hold on to God's word.
Thank you, Father.
Father, I pray for them that they would not allow people, problems, pressure, and pain to get in the way of your promise. If God said it, shall he not do it? If God has spoken it, surely it shall come to pass. Bless every preacher in this place. Bless every listener. And I pray the prayer of salvation, that someone will hear this and come running asking, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You guys can hold on to that for the entire weekend.
Hallelujah.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Hey, Monday, we come back with Pastor Quan. You got to know by now, you're too blessed to be stressed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, it's Friday. It's late. Oh, we got to go.
Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.